ready? Here we go.
The Hit Breakfast Show.
All right.
Thanks to McDonald's. Grab a McCafe iced coffee made with the new McCafe blend.
Hello, hello. This is the Cliffo and Gabby pod.
What's going on?
What is going on? What are you doing for the weekend?
Oh,
do you have plans?
We have
a birthday party for a one-year-old on Sunday.
Yes. So Saturday, I've got to go shopping for a one-year-old's birthday gift.
Yeah. And you're going to bring shots or?
Yeah. Well, I was thinking.
We're going to be doing Jager bombs.
I've got a whole bottle of Patron.
Yeah,
so
be great. Just popping champagne at a one-year-old's biffy.
It's well, come on. One-year-old's birthday parties are for the adults.
I will say too, though,
the kids don't remember.
Our friend Ali. So it's her little daughter, Ruby, who's having her birthday.
Mm.
And she did actually say on the Facebook invite,
BYO.
She's like, BYOG. So,
yep.
Yeah, it's appropriate. And it's an afternoon. It's a Sunday Arvo thing. So it's appropriate.
Sunday sesh.
Drinkies.
I'm ready.
Totally.
I'm ready for it.
It's going to be like a Vegas pool party.
As long as there's fairy bread to go with my cocktails.
Oh, yeah. Fairy bread and mojitos.
Perfect.
It's a match made in heaven. Well done. Congratulations, everyone, on making it to Friday. I don't know if everyone's had a week like mine, but it's been
a long week.
Pretty big week. And the most Friday thing ever, well, two things actually happened this morning just to make me go, ugh, yeah, it's Friday. You know, thank God it's Friday. Tomorrow's the weekend.
Mm.
The first one is, and they are sort of related to each other. The first one is my Yoda Lego man head fell off. So I've got on my keys here, I've got a, it's a keyring my wife bought me that's like a little Lego man and
yeah.
It had a Yoda head on it. But
he does not anymore.
Because he's
now
been
he's
in my
just
pocket
a beige
for
man.
About 5 years. It's just, he's a headless Lego man now because the Yoda head fell off. So that's the first thing that went wrong.
That's sad.
Second thing that went wrong is, so we've been doing a lot of travel here, there and everywhere with our maybe going to be a millionaire man, Patrick, mm-hmm. for $1 million Alpha Box. And that involved you and I staying in a hotel last night. And because we got up to do, you know, breakfast radio, we have to check out ridiculously early.
Yes.
So I'm a bit bleary-eyed. And last thing before I left the hotel room, I had a little bit of rubbish around, like scattered.
Mm.
And I'm not going to leave that for the cleaner to come in and pick up my rubbish.
The, there's bins there for a reason.
Because yeah, I know a lot of people are like, oh, hotel room, what did you bother for? You know,
nah,
I'm not a jerk.
Put it in the bin.
So I picked up, it was mainly three things. It was that, because we've had a bit of flying involved this week as well too. So I still had on my suitcase that sticker that they put on your suitcase. So I had that. I had a wrapper from a Lindt chocolate that I ate, and I had my baby Yoda head or my Yoda head from my Lego man.
Yeah.
They're the three bits of rubbish that I don't need to keep.
Right.
So I go to throw them in the bin in the bathroom, but in the most Friday move ever, the bin was right next to the toilet and I've got the handful of rubbish and I just go, pop, and I accidentally throw it all into the toilet.
No.
The toilet was flushed, like, because I used it. This was the last thing I did before leaving the hotel room this morning. But I drop in, like I say, the sticker thing from my suitcase, the Lindt chocolate wrapper, and the baby Yoda head off my little Lego baby Yoda man or whatever.
You didn't just flush it, did you?
No, of course not. I'm not going to block up their system. So I do the right thing. I reach. And again, I'm not going to make the cleaner do that because it was my mistake. So I reach in and I pick up the the sticker thing, right? The Qantas
it
tag or whatever.
Floating.
That was floating. I pick up the Lindt wrapper because that's floating. But baby Yoda's Lego head has sunk to the bottom.
Imagine.
And it will not flush.
Imagine if someone came into the room after you and there's this Yoda head staring at them from the toilet.
I want to take the chance now to apologize to the cleaner who's going to come in and have a little Yoda head staring up at them from the toilet later on this morning.
Cliffo and Gabby's Live Like a Millionaire.
We are helping Patrick live like a millionaire to show you, but also show him what it would be like if you were to win $1 million Alpha Bucks on Million Dollar Day. Patrick is our only representative for the Cliffo and Gabby show at this point in time, but there's still room. There's
I've been
still
calling
space.
Him out, maybe going to be a millionaire man. So that's Patrick.
True.
And we've fed him up. We gave him a massive seafood feast to get him prepped for all this. Thanks to the legends at The Fish in Cairns. The location is perfect. The seafood is better. And we've had him check out like $1 million listing, $1 million property, hooked him up with $1 million hotel room. I'm going to say the view was worth $1 million alone.
Totally. All these things that millionaires would do.
Although we had to transport him like a millionaire. So we got him in a helicopter with you.
Yeah. And oh, it was so hard.
He helicoptered and then he yachted on a 55-foot luxury yacht with a personal chef on board. This is Patrick's transportation adventures, starting with a helicopter from yesterday.
Friends of the chopper!
All right, we're in a helicopter above the Great Barrier Reef drinking champagne. Patrick, does it get any better than this?
I've seen colours of blue that I've never seen in the ocean before. This is amazing.
It is incredible. So you've never been to the reef. You've never been in a helicopter. This is a whole lot of firsts for you. So how are you feeling?
Oh, this is awe-inspiring. I mean, you just have to look. The view is amazing. This is an incredible experience.
Are you scared of heights?
No. But I've got the safety of a life jacket around my neck, so that's probably enough.
Drinking champagne this high up, is it, does it go to your head more, or is it just, you know, lifestyle of the rich and famous?
This is the lifestyle of the rich and famous. A little bit of the bubbly in the sky, you can't beat that.
So you ready to win $1 million? You're hungry for it now?
Oh, definitely. This is the lifestyle I'm
on. Everybody look at me, cause I'm sailing on.
All right, from a helicopter to a 55-foot luxury catamaran with a personal chef on board. We've already had some sushi.
Oh, wasn't that nice?
For afternoon tea. This is not bad, Patrick.
Mate, this is amazing. I could get used to this lifestyle, actually.
So you've done the helicopter, you've stayed in a premium suite, you're now on a 55-foot catamaran. What's next? What else does a million-dollar guy do?
Play Alpha Bucks and win.
Fantastic answer. For now, let's pour another wine.
Yep.
And enjoy this amazing Cairns sunset. This has been so good. I hope you've... Gabby's nearly lost a toe from the jig thing moving.
That's all right. I'm not Patrick, so it doesn't matter.
You've
He's
got
the
10
star.
Others. You're the star. Your toes don't matter, you poor person. Yeah, we got $1 million toes.
If you're like a millionaire, Patrick, your toes matter.
That's right. Can we just say thank you to everyone who made this happen for Patrick? Because he actually said to us last night, even if he doesn't win, this has just been a life-changing experience, which meant so much.
Yeah. He also said, though, once you've experienced a lifestyle, you don't want to go back.
Yeah.
So he really wants to win.
He still wants it, though. Don't worry about that. But all this has been made possible thanks to Zoom Helicopters, scenic helicopter flights over the Great Barrier Reef with Zoom Helicopters, Liquid Desire. That's
the catamaran,
the yacht we're on yesterday.
Yep.
Luxury sailing charters in Port Douglas, Cairns, and the Great Barrier Reef. And, of course, Hilton Cairns, a million things to do. One place to stay, relive Patrick's entire Live Like a Millionaire adventure at the Cliffo and Gabby podcast at the free listener app.
I have to put Little Bear on a diet, Cliffo. So Bear is my chihuahua.
What have you done? You've failed.
I've failed
your
him.
Fur baby.
I know. So Little Bear is 3.4 kilograms. And I went to the vet with him recently for a checkup and they told me he's too fat.
How can he be too fat? He's literally, I'm looking at my backpack right now.
And it's the same weight.
I could put 10 of Bear in that thing. Like,
I know.
Bear is the smallest dog I've ever seen.
I know, but the vet told me he's too heavy for his size because he's only a small wee little thing. And it can put pressure on joints and whatnot, which can cause issues in future. So they've asked me to get him to lose a little bit of weight. And it's
so did
been,
you get him a gym membership?
I did. He's going to Anytime Fitness.
Going to get him into Pilates.
But it's
he's
been
loving
thing.
F45. He's joined the cult.
I kept saying to fiancé Nev, I reckon he's getting a bit chub-like. I think we maybe need to start restricting his food a little bit, not giving
what
him as many snacks. And fiancé Nev said to me, he's not fat, he's fluffy, because he has long hair. And I was like, nah, mate, it's definitely not just the hair.
I wish humans could pull that excuse off.
He's not fat, he's fluffy.
I'm not fat, I just need a haircut.
I know. So the vet confirmed my fears, and we now have to decide whether we just restrict his calories or we exercise him more or a combination of both. And so to help him out, to help Little Bear out, I thought it would be really fantastic if we could hear from other people out there who have had a pet that succeeded on their weight loss journey.
Oh, good one.
Because, you know, so, when you're trying to lose weight, it's really inspirational to hear other people's success stories.
What we're after is the radio equivalent of a before and after photo. Yeah. Like, this is...
Yeah.
This is old Rex the dog before he went on a weight loss program. Look at him after.
Look at him now.
Oh, man, look at the glutes on that dog.
It's like the man shake ad.
That's right.
13 10 60. Have you had a pet that succeeded on their weight loss journey? I would love to hear from you. And I think Little Bear would love to hear from you too. He needs some inspiration to stop snacking on the bacon leftovers and succeed in losing, you know, just under a kilo, I think it is.
Wow.
One, it sounds easy, a kilo, but when you're only 3 kilos, it's a lot.
Mate, I could skip breakfast and lose a kilo. I go to the toilet and lose a kilo.
13 10 60. Has your pet succeeded on their weight loss journey?
God.
We want to hear about it.
It's
your
like
inspo
the,
stories.
The Biggest Loser Animal Edition. Ree's here. Ree, did you have a pet lose weight?
I surely did. His name is Jimmy, and he is my dressage competition horse. Oh.
Jimmy the horse. I love that.
Yeah.
How much weight did he have to lose?
He had to lose just over 50 kilos.
Wow.
And did you enroll him into F45 or was it Pilates or changing diet?
Well, it was even more complicated because he hurt a tendon. So he had to be really careful about how much load he had through his body. So it was a lot of, like, he literally had his own personal training program for physiotherapists as well. So it was all very scheduled, and he had a massive change in his diet because I am very loving with my animals.
Yeah.
Probably too much though. So he had a very big diet change and went from all of the nice things that made his food look like a nourish bowl, salad bowl, to
good on you,
Ree. Hey,
well, you did it, Ree. Yeah. That is a massive success story, mate. And that's what you're doing. That's what we do with pets. We kill them with kindness, don't
that's
we?
That's it. And then they get fat, and you got to get them to do burpees.
That's right. Stacey on 13 10 60. Stacey, what's your pet weight loss success story?
Well, I had a dog, Tiny, who was a short haired Chihuahua cross foxy. And she had to lose, one to one and a half kilos because she had health problems as well.
Uh-huh.
That's a lot for a little dog.
It is. Like, we thought about it, but it was also that she had fluid as well. So it was a case of they had to work out what was mass and what was fluid, in her body. But when we did lose her, she was 14 years old, so she was a spoiled third child. We switched all of her treats over to natural products. She burned her energy off during the day running around anyway, so we found that her exercise was at a reasonable level.
That's a success story again.
Yeah.
I feel like, Stace, we're going to move on because we're getting lots of calls coming through.
No more bacon off the plate.
No more bacon off the plate.
And
more
snacks.
Carrot and celery. Steph on 13 10 60. We're going to end with you. Steph, firstly, tell everyone, what's your nickname?
At work, it's Steffi Craig.
Steffi Craig.
So you work as a vet nurse, is that right?
Yep, sure do.
And you're the one they go to for consults when they need to get on a Jenny Craig program.
That's me. I am the nurse that gets the weight off, apparently.
What's the best success story you've had?
Oh, I've had a few. I don't mind the old Dachshund story. Dachshund and Labradors, they're pretty good for various reasons. Labradors eat way too much all the time, so they're always good. The good old 60-kilo Labrador that comes in and gets down to 30, that's always nice.
Yeah.
But the Dachshunds are good because they've obviously are naturally born with joint issues, unfortunately, with the way that they're shaped. So I've had a few that have gone like 17-kilo Dachshunds that have come down to 6 or 7, which is...
You gotta live!
Yeah, there it is!
17 to 6.
See, the
That's
funny
so
thing
bad.
Is, like, the Labrador could lose the entire weight of a Dachshund and still have more to go.
That's it.
This is Hacky Gabby on Hit.
I have found a way for you to be able to shop without the crowds, everybody. You can thank me in a minute.
Wow.
Because Hacky Gabby is all about cutting corners and making life easier for you.
This is
That's
the
what
most
I'm here for.
Hacky Gabby of Hacky Gabbies too, because Gabby hates grocery shopping.
I hate grocery shopping.
Often whinged about.
And that's why I make fiancé Nev come with me so we both have to suffer together. but, yeah, so this is very much up my alley. And it's all come to my attention because there's a website you can Google. And unfortunately, this website's only for Woolworths. But I think I have one for Coles as well.
If Woolies are doing it, give it a month.
Yeah.
Coles will do it soon.
And this is something that they've created more for down south where there's been hectic restrictions. But there is a portion that benefits us as well. So it's called Woolworths Q Saver. So you just Google the Woolworths Q, as in just the Q, not the word, just the letter
Q.
Yes.
Saver.
And it'll take you to a website where you put in your local Woolworths and it'll tell you, because you know how down south there's mad restrictions, so they queue outside in order to get into the store.
Yeah.
So it tells you if there's a queue or not. That doesn't apply to us. But if you go into it, you can then go down to where it says busy times. And it has every day of the week that you can click on and it'll tell you what the peaks are on those days when everyone is shopping or when no one is shopping, and you can pick your time to go when it's a quiet time. Now, if you want to make it even easier, I found another way to pick out these busy times, and it's just via Google, guys.
Get everyone out the front of the shop, play a game of red light, green light, have a woman there, like a big plastic woman. Squid Game guards on standby.
If you go to your Google directory, like to get directions to your closest Woolies or your Coles or your IGA or wherever you want to shop, they have the same kind of thing. So you know how, like, here we go. Yeah. I've got my Google up. I've got five different Woolworths around me. You click on the one you want to go to and all the details come up when they are busy and when they're not. So I can tell you right now, guys, I'm not shopping at 3 p.m. today. So that's when everyone's going to be there.
You know, true story, I once went shopping at like 4:30 p.m. on a Saturday afternoon. There's not a soul there, like, because everyone gets their shopping done early on Saturday morning.
Because they don't want to waste the weekend.
Go like an hour before they close on a Saturday. It was like I was walking through The Walking Dead, mate.
That's amazing.
I'm like, what's wrong? This is the best. Got a cooked chook half price.
Well, now we just need to get an app, mate, that tells you when the cooked chooks go on sale. And then boom!
God, not all heroes wear capes.
If radio were ever to fail for me, I do have a bit of a backup job I've recently found, Cliff. I've found something that I reckon I would excel at. It might even be a side hustle. I don't know, because it sounds pretty enjoyable to me.
Let's be honest. The way this show is going, the way
radio
careers are sitting, it's probably smart to have a backup.
You've got to have a backup. You've always got to have a backup. But when you were a kid, let's just cast your mind back for a second, and you went to the supermarket with your mum, because you were from a small town like I was.
Yeah.
Did you ever get really annoyed because your mum would stop and chat to everyone?
Yes.
And you'd just be there going, oh!
That's my life. And the other thing was, like, because my brother and I would skateboard around town, and we'd skateboard, like, on, I don't know, stuff we weren't supposed to.
Right.
Or whatever. And mum would run into people and they would tell her.
You had spies everywhere.
Because everyone knows everyone. Yeah, it's like the trees have eyes.
Yeah, we had that too. But we'd be at the supermarket and I'd be like, come on, mum. You said you were just coming for 5 minutes to get milk. We've been here for an hour. Hurry up. I'm now that person. So we go to Woolies and I have a friend that works at the Woolies that I go to, and Nev is the
Gabby makes friends with people who can give her extra little shops and extra little ushies and stuff. It's good to have people in the know.
It's good to have people in high places. But Nev's me now from when I was a kid, and he's standing there going, oh, come on, you said you'd be 5 minutes, hurry up. And so then when I found this job that's happening at a Dutch supermarket, I was like, this needs to be introduced here and this needs to be my backup. It's called Kletskassas, which means...
That's impressive.
It is. It means chat registers.
Oh,
so they are literally opening registers in supermarkets for people who want to chat. It's for the people that aren't in a rush, who want to have a bit of a chat while their groceries are going through, and they could be there for a few minutes and have, you know, meaningful conversation.
I actually love this because before I got into radio, I worked at a Bilo.
Mm.
That's how old I am.
Yeah.
Bilo was still a thing. and I would work the registers. Yes. And you would get often the little old ladies.
They would love a chat.
They'd love a chat at the checkout.
Love a chat. And I'm the same. I used to be a checkout chick at my local supermarket and I loved it. I loved being the checkout chick. I love having a chat. I love not being in a rush. This is the perfect job for me, and I think fiancé Nev would love it too, because it would mean he doesn't have to be there.
No, that's right. There'll be no talking at home. No more talking under our roof anymore. Gabby gets it all done at work, which is great.
Traveling, even domestically, in a COVID world can be really confusing, because literally every part of Australia has different restrictions, and you don't know what kind of restrictions are going to be welcoming you where you're travelling to. And a Queenslander has actually developed a new app to help us out to be able to travel around Australia. His name is Matt McKinley and he joins us right now. How are you, Matt?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Look, my kind of pretty average breakdown of what you've created here, it's essentially an app that tells the user where they can go, where they can't go, what they can and can't do. You can probably explain it better, but it's a stroke of genius, Matthew. Tell us about the app.
Oh, look, thank you. And you're exactly right. We just help people. What the problem for travel at the moment is that it's confusing. So we had been talking to the travel industry for quite some time about this, and we decided that we could create, having a long history of creating technology, a nice little simple piece of process that people could use to be able to capture their pathway. So in other words, you know, where you're coming from and where you're going to. And then from there, just put some dates in and it'll tell you what you can do currently and what you can't do currently in a nice clean format. So whether the state's open or not, whether, you know, you need to quarantine, all those different restrictions that are in place.
So what I'm imagining here, and tell me if I'm wrong, you know, when you go on to book your flights and it tells you to put in your itinerary, so you put your starting location, your dates and your ending location. So is that what you'd put into the app and then it would spit at you the information you need in regard to restrictions for those locations?
That's exactly right, yeah. So if you were to go onto knownotknow.com.au, it's a nice little website. It works beautifully on your phone and also quite robustly on the desktop. You'll be able to do exactly that. You'll be able to put your pathway in. We then capture that pathway and we give you the information. But more importantly, what we can do is store it for you. So you can just register with us. And then from there, we'll just watch the changing restrictions. And if anything changes that it's going to affect you, we will send you an alert.
Oh, that's so good.
How good is that?
I actually, not long ago, Matthew, I saw someone and this made my blood boil. They went on a question and answers Facebook page and they put in the question, can I travel from here to there?
Do I need a mask?
Like, and relying on the stupid world that is social media.
Yeah, don't do that.
For something so important. This is all the official guidelines. Mm. This is 100% legit. So this just makes me happy.
Yeah, no, so what we use technology to monitor the government health websites so we can see if there's any changes. And from that, then we update the system so that it creates those alerts. And then people are just in the know. So that's why we called it Know Not Know. So just so you know what to do rather than not travelling at all because of the complexity of it.
That is the problem, isn't it? No one's travelling because it's too confusing. It's too stressful. There's too many things to consider. And so we just stay put.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's all too hard basket stuff. Look, go to the website knownotknow.com.au or download the app. Matthew, thank you so much for your time. So happy and, glad you've done what you've done because I'm going to use this. It's awesome, mate. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the opportunity to talk today.
That was Cliffo and Gabby's podcast.
Looking for your morning coffee hit without the heat? Grab a McCafe iced coffee. It's perfect for warm Queensland mornings.